Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the University of Manitoba. My name is Denis Hlenka, and I am the acting director of the Center for Ukrainian-Canadian Studies. I need 2 minutes to set the stage for this afternoon. The Center for Ukrainian-Canadian Studies was founded in 1981, 25 years ago, quarter of a century, and today we are celebrating that anniversary with a very unique program. It's not a series of speeches, it's not a dinner, it's not a banquet, it's a concert, and a very special concert. For example, the Alexander Koshitz Choir behind me does not normally perform the music of Hawaii and Scotland and French Canada or the Aboriginal First Nations. But today they will, because Alexander Koshitz orchestrated for voice, and I think that's about as close as we can come, orchestrated for voice, settings of the songs of these nations for his Ukrainian choir back in the 1920s. These songs have been buried in archives, and the Koshitz Choir will present some of them for us today. And the Koshitz Choir this year is celebrating its own anniversary of 60 years, so we salute them. And then there's Mazepa, that Ukrainian leader who fought for and lost a free, independent Ukraine way back in 1709 at the Battle of Poltava. He is the subject of excitement right now on the New York musical scene due to the fact that only 1 week ago, the Metropolitan Opera featured its radio broadcast world premiere of Tchaikovsky's opera, Mazepa. But what New York does not have is the Michael Balfe cantata about Mazepa, and we do. A 150-year-old work that we have dusted off and are prepared to share with you this afternoon. A Ukrainian subject, an Irish composer, an English text. The Center for Ukrainian-Canadian Studies prides itself in being an integral component of the University of Manitoba, the oldest university in Western Canada. We pride ourselves in being able to offer university courses to help preserve knowledge and to support academic research, all within a Ukrainian-Canadian context. But be clear, just because today's performance features archival music, this is not about looking backwards into the past. Rather, this is an exploration of how cultures transform themselves as they move from one continent to another over a period of time. And so, the Ukrainian culture becomes Canada's culture. Indeed, it's only a matter of time before all Canadians will claim that they are part Ukrainian. We want to especially thank the two choirs and their directors who have committed so much time and energy for today's performance. And a special thanks to St. John's College for allowing us to use this chapel. And we're pleased to have within our audience today the Chancellor of the University of Manitoba, Dr. William Norrie, and Mrs. Helen Norrie, and the President of the University of Manitoba, Dr. Emeka Satmary. After this approximately 90-minute concert, we'll move over to St. Andrew's College. It's just over there, about a 5-minute walk in a beautiful sunny day. For a reception. Please join us, everyone. And now, to guide us through our program, the nationally known broadcaster from the CBC, the host of the program Northern Lights, which is heard from coast to coast every evening at 11 p.m. on CBC Radio 1, will you please welcome Winnipeg's own Andrea Rutuski.